There you go, young Gallop. Your coat all nice and shiny like a gentleman of your breeding deserves.
Too right.
Now, you remember to get your rest tonight. I hear old Master Stogren's got a ride planned for tomorrow, and he does like to push a bit hard on those hills. Trying to make up for the fact that he don't move too fast himself these days, I'd bet. But not to worry. I'm sure he doesn't mean you any harm.
Stars, I thought he'd never leave. When Dorin told me to hide in the air, I didn't think I'd have to hide through the soppiest good night a man could give a beast. Whew. But now it's just you and me, buddy boy. So how's about it? Wanna get out of here? Wanna make a big splash on this boring old town?
All right, horsey, it's our time to shine. Let's...
Who are you? What are you doing here?
Who am I? Who are you? I'm just here to look after this horse guy here.
What? No, you're not. You were just breaking in to steal him.
No, I was coming in to, get him for a ride because I work here.
You're lying. There's no way you work here.
You think I don't? Then how about I just go get the boss horse guy and ask him which one of us really belongs here? How about that?
Fine. I'll believe you.
Great. So why don't you just...
I'll believe you if you can tell me this horse's name. Go on. You work here, right? So surely you must know the name of this horse or any of the horses here. Go on, pick any horse and tell me its name.
That's a trick question. Horses don't have names. You think you can just go around naming?
You liar. You absolutely do not work here.
Fine, maybe I don't, but you don't either. Neither of us belong here. So why don't we just call it even and you get out of my way so I can get on with stealing this horse?
No, don't think so. I was planning on stealing this horse. Go get your own stolen horse.
Frack off. This one's mine. I've seen the old guy ride it through our farm a dozen times. I know it's the fastest one he's got. I want this one.
Well, I know this one is the biggest, most impressive one in these stables. I need this one. Need Trump's one. Ergo, he's mine.
Why don't you, ergo, jump off a bridge?
And why don't you...
Pardon me, but, what are you doing in my stable?
What?
Master Stogren. So good of you to visit your stables tonight. What can we help you with?
Do you two work for me?
Why, of course we do, Master Stogren.
Stogren.
Mr. Stogren, hope you'll pardon the slip of the tongue. I'm a bit new around here. Rosemary Murray is the name, and I'm just beginning to learn some horse trade, but your old hand here,
Colden Arnett Stern.
Mr. Stern here was just showing me the great steeds you have here.
That's right. And so Miss Mary...
Murray.
Miss Murray Mary and I were admiring these horses and talking about which ones were our favourites. And we both decided it was this one here. So we were arguing over which one of us liked him more.
Yeah, a totally normal conversation for your horse employees to be having in the horse stables in the middle of the horse night. Night.
Well, I suppose that is normal, yes. He is quite the magnificent beast, isn't he?
Yes, he is, sir. Yes, he is.
Yeah, really the most beastly beast to ever, magnificate, or whatever. So, is that all you needed here tonight, and can we get on with our own conversation about how great he is, sir?
Actually, I came down here because I thought I might fancy a midnight ride with young Gallop. After all, the moon is bright, the night is warm.
Oh, but, sir... weren't you intending to ride in tomorrow instead?
I can do both. I'm as young and spry as a spring buck.
Oh, well, obviously, I can see that. Fit as a fiddle you are, sir, But
haven't you heard? There's wolf folk out in the fields tonight.
What? Wolf folk? Hey, gods, how ghastly.
Yeah, a whole pack of them I heard. Howling at that same big moon that nearly got you.
Yeah, just imagine if you were caught out there. Poor young Gallop would surely be done for.
Oh, by the Lord, then I certainly can't go out tonight. Far too irresponsible to put another creature under my care at danger for that.
Too right, sir, too right. But there's always tomorrow when the sun sends those wolf folk scampering.
And your loyal horse people will make sure this guy's just as ready as you are when it does.
Yes, yes. Thank you for your loyal service, Mr. Stern and Miss Murray Mary. Take care. Take care.
Thank the stars, that guy's as thick as a bowl of a Ketty custard, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Still, horse people. Did you come to steal an horse without even knowing what a groom is called?
Look, we don't all grow up knowing fancy horse words, all right? And it got the job done, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess it did. Guess we weren't too bad in a tight spot.
Is that some sort of a come-on? Because I don't know if there's a fancy horse word for it, but if it is, I'm going to find the nearest pile of horse crap and...
No. I just meant... Look, we don't need to fight over young Gallop here. I only need him for a bit of today. And then after that, you can steal him away for whatever it was you need him for.
You really only need him for today? Why? Who only steals a horse for a day?
For the greatest reason anyone does anything. For love. For true love.
That sounds sketchy as grit. You sure I can't just take him now?
No, come on. Just ride with me to the edge of town and you'll see what I mean. In fact, I'd say you're in for a treat. You're about to witness the greatest feat of romance this town has ever seen. My dearest Estelle, for 18 years I've trailed in your glorious light like the moon follows the sun, ever relegated to bask in the shadow you cast. But no more. Today, the moon has left the safety of the night to meet you in your world of brilliance and proclaim the truth his heart has always known. I love you. I love you like the ocean loves the shore. I love you like the needle loves the thread. I love you like the rabbit loves the carrot. I love you because without you, there is no me. So will you, Estelle Stracivery, give me the greatest gift of life and agree to marry me?
What was that?
I said, my dearest Estelle, for 18 years, I have...
I still can't hear you. Could you speak up a bit?
I said, my dearest Estelle, for 18...
Hey, you really want to yell that whole thing? Just get to the good part.
Right. Estelle Stracivery, will you marry me?
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm... Estelle, it's me. We've lived in the same town for 18 years. We went to school together. It was that one day when we were 10 when I dropped my books and you were the only one to help me pick them up because you were the sweetest, kindest girl I knew.
Sorry, I don't recall that. What was your name again?
It's Colden. Colden Stern. Do you really not remember
me? Your name is actually Colden Stern? You gave that guy your real name when we were stealing his horse.
Well, I panicked a little. And he might have known me from the town anyway.
And who's she?
She's nobody. Look, Estelle, just...
Excuse me? Who are you calling a nobody? I'm the lady who's going to be running this empire someday. We'll see who's a nobody then.
What are you on about?
If she's nobody, then why are you two on a horse together?
Oh, it's a timeshare. He gets to steal it for this morning, then I get to steal it afterwards.
You stole that horse?
Look, I was just intending to borrow it for the morning. See, she's the one who's going to steal it for real. So, you know, who's the real... Look, Estelle, do you want to marry me or not?
Well, what have you got? Any money or a big house for me to live in?
You already live in a big house.
Well, I want a bigger one, if I'm going to get married for it.
I mean, my family's not poor. In fact, they say we might be descended from the old royals of Capraburg, but I don't have a ton of money right now. Or a big house, but I have a heart full of love and this gorgeous horse.
The horse we stole.
The horse you stole?
No thanks. Think I'm good.
Aw, come on.
Hey, fancy lady. How about me? You want to get hitched to me?
You traitor.
Depends. Do you have a big house and lots of money?
Not yet, but...
Then, no thank you. Goodbye, Tolden.
It's... Colden.
So, is your thing done? Can I have the horse now?
That's not how it usually goes in the stories.
Yeah, well, if being the middlest of 9 kids of a family that got driven out of their homeland by stupid rent prices has taught me anything, it's that stories are a lot like this horse we're on. Impressive from a distance, but really just full of crap. Now scoot. I've got places to go and people to be.
Yeah. I guess there's not much more I can... Wait, people to be? What was it you needed this horse for anyway?
I'm busting out of this town. No more selling eggs or fixing coops for me. I'm riding out into the world to have adventures.
Didn't you just say that stories were all full of crap?
Yeah, stories maybe. You try to base your life on stories and you'll just be waiting for someone out there to come around and tell you why you're special. But adventures? That's going out there and finding your own fate. It's about making choices. Like how I'm choosing to take this horse and not be some local farmer forever.
That's not a bad way of thinking of it.
Of course it is. Because I'm smart. Unlike you, Mr. Tell the guy whose horse I'm stealing my real name.
You can just call me Colden. And what was your name? I'm guessing it's not Rosemary Murray Mary.
Nah. It's Celia Rosendatz. At least, he used to be. I'm thinking of going for something simpler for the road. Something that doesn't reek of farm girl. Like Ollie or Rosie.
Or Dots?
Nah, that ain't it. Good try, though. Anyway, if you don't mind, I've got a new life to get started here.
Okay, but I'm just thinking now. What if I came with you?
What? Fancy boy wants to leave his fancy home or something?
Well, I mean, think about it. What's another difference between stories and adventures? Stories are about one person, and adventures are better together. And wouldn't it be safer to have two people on the road than one? I could watch you back out there. And also, I'm pretty sure I'll either be arrested or humiliated to death if I go back home after all this. So, like, I really need to get out of here too.
Ugh, fine, you can come. But you're doing the lion's share and looking after the horse, since I'll probably be the one looking out for us with the street smarts out there.
Fine by me, Dots. Giddy up, young gallop.
We're probably gonna have to rename the horse if he doesn't get recognized either.
Yeah, I got a few ideas for that too. So, where should we ride to first?
We ride to wherever the hell we want. The world's our oyster. And now we never have to think about this garbage town again. My dearest Stella. For 18 years, I have trailed in your glorious light like the moon follows the sun, ever relegated to bask in the shadow you cast. But no more. Today, The moon has left the safety of the night to meet you in your world of brilliance and to proclaim the truth this heart has always known. I love you. I love you, because without you, there is no me. So will you, Stella Esterly, give me the greatest gift of life and agree to marry me?
I will, Tolden Kern. With all my heart, I do accept. As for only the boldest and bravest and handsomest person in all of Capraburg, I could.
And so we were wed as we rode into the sunset, and our tale came to an end.
For now, at least. But come back tomorrow to see what adventures may await them. Tomorrow.
And leave a tip. Damn ingrates. You put on a good show and it's like no one even cares.
Yeah, maybe we were in the wrong place for it. I don't think the Aketti has ever been the biggest fans of roadside theatre.
Yeah, well, at least the Aketti have money. So unless you want to go back to slumming it in Scartasia...
No. They tried to eat Old Dollop last time we left him alone for 2 seconds there. And we are never going to let that happen again, are we?
You know, it's not 2 against 1 just because you think the horse talks to you.
No, it's 2 against none, because apparently I've got the brains for both of us.
I'll show you brains, you...
That was quite the show, you two. Honestly, not bad for a 2-person setup.
Great. Thanks. Tell it to the tip jar lady. Anyway, like I was saying... Huh. Someone who actually puts their lets where their bets are.
Come on, don't be rude. Thank you, Mom. Me and Dots and Old Dollop really appreciate it.
It's no great trouble. I think it's good to help out young storytellers when we can. And you two seem like you have quite the story to tell. In fact, there might be a few more lets in it for you two. Sorry, 3. If you wouldn't mind sharing a bit more of it with me. That tale you shared just now, that wasn't entirely pulled from nowhere, was it?
Well, I mean, let's just say that story was sort of just start of our story. And that's not exactly how it went.
And it hasn't exactly been easy since. We hit the road, thinking we might try to make it as adventurers or something.
But then it turned out there's not a lot of money in adventuring, unless you're like, really good at killing stuff. So then we tried doing some actual work for hire when we could get it.
Then it turned out no one wanted to work with or hire us. Apparently we're obnoxious or something. So we figured, fine. They won't let us work for money, we'll just take it from them. And we tried being highway robbers for a while.
But then, we kind of ran into the same issue as the adventuring thing. It's hard to make people give you their money when you can't actually make anyone think you'd hurt them otherwise.
I mean, like, we wouldn't really have. But some people really don't need all that money, you know?
I do see the logic in that, yes. But then, how did you make the jump from robbery to the performing arts?
Well, we just... Huh. I don't know. How did we get started on all this?
I think it was when we were at our hungriest. We just started arguing with each other really loudly in the town square. And apparently, people thought it was entertaining enough to give us money over. Putting on an act is kind of the only thing we've ever been good at together.
Well, how about that? The wonderful coincidences of this world will really never cease.
What?
Nothing. Just, I like the style you two have. Sticking together and trying to carve out a living your own way. And if you're still hurting for money after this, I have some work that may be of interest to you. Have you ever heard of the Caravelle Travelling Acting Troupe?
Nope, never heard of it.
Sounds made up.
Oh, that's quite all right.
Doesn't matter. Can we still work together?
And can we bring our stupid horse with us?
Yes, I think that's all quite manageable.
Perfect.
We're in.
Rose and Dots and Coldenstern Ride is a Starfall side story, written and produced by Claudia Elvidge. This episode featured the voice talents of
Liz Morey as Dots, Toby Harvey as Colden.
Emma Laslett as Raybar.
Sky Redden as Estelle.
Danny Spiller as Stablemaster.
Ty Wilkins as Lord Stogren.
Our music is composed by Trace Callahan. Our director is Evan Tess Murray. For more information, visit starfallpodcast.com or follow us on Tumblr @starfallpod.com.